it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Thank you. Ase o Jesu.
Glory be to your holy name.
Ogo poruko mi mo re.
Thank you, Father.
Ase baba.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
And
bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor. Give Him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Praise Him. Praise the Almighty God. Thank Him for bringing us to yet another month. Bless Him for a very special Holy Ghost service for children. Bless His holy name. If you are a child of God, bless His holy name. Because it's a special Holy Ghost service for you. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. It's worthy to be praised.
It's
worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Then you lift your voice to Him and say, Father, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Don't let me sorrow over my children. Almighty God, please don't let me sorrow over my children. Children biological, children spiritual, don't let me sorrow over my children. Almighty God, please don't let me sorrow over my children. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to Him and say, Father, let all my children be greater than I. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let all my children be greater than I. I don't want my greatness to end with me. Let my children be greater than I. Let all my children be greater than I. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to Him and say, Father, let all my children serve you. Let none of them serve the devil. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let all my children serve you. Let none of them serve the devil. Let all my children serve you, O Lord. All of them. Without a single exception. Let none of them serve the devil, Lord. Let all my children serve you. Let all my children serve you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And you lift your voice to Him and say, Father, please keep evil companies far away from my children. Keep evil company far away from my children. Let's talk to the Almighty God. All those who will lead my children astray, keep them far away from my children. Keep evil company far away from my children, O Lord. Keep them far. Keep evil companies far away from my children, O Lord. very, very far from my children. Keep them very far from my children. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let your presence go with all my children wherever they go. Let your presence go with my children, Lord. Wherever they go, let your presence go with them. Where your presence will not be, don't let them go there. Let your presence go with my children everywhere they go, O Lord. Thank you forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, let all be well with me and my children forever. Let's talk to the Almighty God. Let all be well with me and my children forever. Almighty God, let it be well with me and my children from now on and forevermore. Let all be well. Let all be well with me and my children now and forevermore. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father, art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name, our Father. Lord of Lords, the Father of Fathers, the original Father, the great provider, the great defender, the great supplier. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did last month. Thank you. Thank you for what you will do today. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, we your children are here. Every one of us. Bless us in Jesus' name. Keep death far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep sorrow far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep failure far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep defeat far away from us in Jesus' name. Keep shame far away from us in Jesus' name. Let it be well with us. Let it be well with our children. And let all of us serve you from now on and forevermore. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you because it will be well with Nigeria. Thank you because you will speak peace to the world. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now shake hands with three or four people. Tell them, because my God reigns, all is well. God bless you. You may please be seated. For every little child of God, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Tonight we want to talk on Beloved of the Most High. Those are the little children. The Beloved of the Most High. That's why I know I am the Beloved of the Most High. Because I'm a little child in the hand of God. Who is the Almighty? Who is the Most High? Psalm 91 verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1 tells us that the Most High is also the same as the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Who is the Most High? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 8. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 8. Calls him the one who is higher than the highest. He's higher than anyone. That's why he's called the Most High. Who is the Most High? Proverbs 21 verse 1. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says he's the controller of the hearts, even of kings. He says he controls the heart of kings as he controls the rivers of water. Who is the Most High? The Most High is the one who rules by decree. The original majesty. Psalm 33 verse 8 and 9. Psalm 33 verse 8 and 9. He said, let the whole earth fear before God. Because he spake and it is done. When he says, let there be light, there will be light. Who is the Most High? The Most High is the one whose word is law. He Isaiah 55. Verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55. Verses 10 and 11. He said his word would never return to him void. When he speaks, it happens. Now, when you are now the beloved of the Most High, what does his love do for you? John 3:16. Says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. His love does for you several things. He makes eternal life available to you. Everlasting life. His love gives you deliverance from perdition. Because he loves you, you will not perish. Because he loves you, he makes salvation available unto you. John 15 verse 13 says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What does his love do for you? Romans 8:31. Says his love makes you more than a conqueror. He says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. What does his love do for you? His love makes available to you anything that you can ever need. Romans 8:32. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's a particular parent here tonight. The Lord said there's a particular parent here tonight who is worried about a particular son who is running wild. Ask me to tell you, he will end up as Paul the Apostle.
Amen.
Bible says in Romans 8:32 that the one who had given us his only begotten Son, what else will he not give us in addition? Because he loves you, he gives you his only begotten Son. In addition, any other thing you may need, he will make available to you. What does his love do for you? When God loves you, he sets you up for blessings. He will create a situation whereby you will be blessed. Not ordinary blessings, but inexhaustible blessings. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16, 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16, because he loved the widow of Zarephath, he set her up for a blessing that can never run dry. There are categories of blessings. There are blessings that are general. He causes his rain to fall on everybody, both those who are good and those who are evil. He causes the sun to shine on everybody, good or evil. He makes air available for everybody, good or evil. But then he gives special love to those he loves. And in order that you may not accuse him of partiality, he sets up those he loves, so that when he does what he wants to do for them, nobody will be able to accuse him. He inspired the widow of Zarephath to surrender her last meal so that the last can become the first. So that if anybody should accuse him in future, I said there are many widows in the land. Why did you send Elijah to only one? He will turn to the other widows who are complaining. And you release your last meal. He sets up those that he loves, so he can give them inexhaustible blessing. May he set you up for blessings tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name. When he loves you, he sets you up for irreversible blessings. He will ask you to do something for him that will be serious sacrifice, so that he can bless you irreversibly. In Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18, thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, I created you to bring glory to your family, not shame. Not shame. And he said, my plan for your life will still be fulfilled. Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you are prone to stumbling and falling. He asked me to tell you, an end comes to that from tonight. In Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18, the Almighty God asked Abraham to give him a first fruit sacrifice. He did. He was on the point of killing his son when the Almighty God stopped him. And then God swore. He said, by myself have I sworn, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply your seed forever. When God swears, that is settled forever. When he loves you, he bends over backwards to give you a miracle. He will go beyond ordinary to give you your miracle. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. 2 Kings 5, verse 1 to 14. He sent a messenger to Naaman to come and receive his healing. He arrived and went to the king instead of to the prophet. God reached out to him again. He said, no, no, I didn't send you to the king. Come to my prophet. He came to the prophet. The prophet told him what to do to be healed. He got angry and was about to lose his miracle. But God sent a second messenger. He said, don't be stupid. Do what you are told. And he agreed. He did what he was told. And he got his healing. I know there's somebody here tonight. Whatever you need to do to receive your miracle, God will give you the grace to do it. When he loves you, he anoints you for promotion. The anointing you are going to get tonight is not only for protection from evil. It's anointing for promotion. Before this year runs out, somebody is going to shout for joy. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the devil caught a glimpse of your glorious future. That's why he has tried to kill you early. Lord asked me to tell you, he will fail. First Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, he anointed David for promotion. He said, I have found a man after my own heart, a man that I love, and therefore I will promote him. May divine promotion come your way today in Jesus' name. When he loves you, he will cause your enemies to leave you alone. Proverbs 16 verse 7. Proverbs 16 verse 7. The Lord says, when a man's ways please God, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. In Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6, Psalm 23, verses 5 and 6, David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to prophesy to somebody here today. In the presence of your enemies, you will reach your goal. In the presence of your enemies, goodness will follow you. Mercy will follow you. You will eat and have abundance. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now, God loves the whole world. For God so loved the world. And yet, the night before Jesus died, he prayed a strange prayer. He said, Lord, I'm not praying for the world. I'm praying for those you have given me. Tells you their categories of love. General love, a special love. Now God loves children specially. That's why I pity those of you who think you are too old for God. As I sat down here and the music was going on, they were showing on the screen little children dancing, wonderful people. They don't know what is called being shy. They don't care whether you are looking or you are not looking. They are praising God. But I see those of us who are big, who are men of timber and caliber, we can dance. And that's why he can't carry us in his hand for blessing. Because we are already too big. If I ask little children to shout, they do it with all their heart. If I ask the big ones to shout, you have to beg them. Little children, shout hallelujah. In Numbers 14, thank you, Father. The Lord said there's a woman here tonight. He said before you left home, with tears, you cried to him and said, God, next year, when they are anointing children, let my own be among. Lord asked me to tell you, it is done.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord asked me to tell somebody a story. Story about my birth. My mother had three daughters and a son. After that, she said, no more. But suddenly, the son died. So somebody, people came to my mother and began to put pressure on her. Try one more. You never can tell. Just try one more. So she tried one more. And I
killed.
Try one more. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here today. The world thinks they have taken away your crown. I allow that because I want to give you a better crown. And he added, he said, that crown that I'm going to give you, nobody will be able to take away. I was talking about how God loves children specially. In Numbers 14, verse 26 to 31. Numbers 14, 26 to 31. When some parents were not willing to receive God's blessing, God said, you don't want the blessing? No problem. I will give it to your children. It can jump over parents and hand blessings over to children. But my prayer for you tonight is that both you and your children will be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, when we go through the scriptures, we find that the normal pattern of God is that when He blesses the parents, the children are automatically blessed. Genesis 28, verse 10 to 16. Genesis 28, 10 to 16. Tells us the story of Jacob when he was running away from home. After he has just cheated his brother to take his blessing, and he fell asleep and had a dream, and God appeared to him. Somebody that God should not even appear to at all. The God told him, I'm the God of Abraham your father. I have promised Abraham that I will bless him. I will make him a blessing because you are his grandchild. And I have blessed Abraham. You too will be blessed. I pray for every parent here tonight. Your blessing will not end with you. It will flow over to your children in Jesus' name. But it's equally true that when God curses a parent, it can flow down to the children. In 2 Kings chapter 5, that is, there's somebody here tonight. So I should inform you, there will yet be the sound of children playing in your home, and they will be your own children.
Amen.
Let me say amen to this one. Amen and amen. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said it doesn't matter how old you get, you will no longer mourn.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how old you get before you die, you will no longer mourn. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 27. Gehazi lied against the man of God. And the man of God, in the name of God, pronounced a curse on him. And the curse included all his seed after him. There are some people who are suffering today because of the curse that was placed on their fathers. I pray for all of you who are here today. If there's any curse troubling you because of what your parents did, in the name that's above every other name, I cancel such a curse in Jesus' name. Now, incidentally, when God blesses, nobody can reverse it. And when He curses, nobody can reverse it either. Numbers 23, Verse 19 to 20. Numbers 23. Verse 19 to 20. He said, how can I curse whom God has not cursed? He said, he has commanded to bless. He has blessed. And I can't reverse it. Irreversible blessing of the Most High will come upon you and your family tonight in Jesus' name. That when he curses, nobody can reverse it except himself. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons why those who have any atom of common sense don't rob God. Because if they rob him of his tithe and he places a curse on them, the curse goes on to the children. Every curse that has been hanging over you and your children in the name that's above every other name, may they be cancelled tonight. And the grace for you to restitute your ways, receive it now in Jesus' name. Now, Numbers 23, verse 8. Numbers 23, verse 8. May declare, if God does not curse you, any herbalist, any witch or wizard, saying that they are cursing you, they are wasting their time. If it does not cause you, nobody can cause you at all. Cool. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said you don't have a house now. He said, but very soon, you will own an estate. He said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you suffered a loss recently that shook your faith. He asked me to tell you, be comforted, because I have not forsaken you. Thank you, my Father. The Lord said, among those who be anointed here tonight, he will raise up spiritual giants. Now, if God doesn't curse you, nobody can curse you. If he blesses you, the blessing will flow to your children. But if he curses you, it will flow to your children also. Therefore, parents, for the sake of your children, draw close to God. If you love your children, draw close to God. Numbers 14, verse 18. Numbers 14, verse 18. He said, even though God is merciful, long suffering, he's always forgiving. But he said, he will in under no circumstance clear the guilty.
Only
He said, he will visit iniquity of fathers upon children, So for the sake of your children, draw close to God. As for you children, Exodus chapter 20 verse 12. Exodus 20 verse 12 tells you that you must honor your parents. If you don't want to die young, he said, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. You know why? Because of something called the law of harvest. Whatever you do to your parents that will make them happy, your children will do it to you in future. So if you honor your parents, you will live to become a parent, and your children will honor you in return. The Bible says that God gets very upset to children who ill-treat their parents. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 20 tells us that you ill-treat your parents, he said, your light will be put out in the daytime. In other words, if all of a sudden you think you have arrived, and you don't have any regard for your parents anymore, you can do whatever you like with them, the Lord says he will put out your light in daytime. That means not only will a child who dishonors the parent die suddenly, that child will die in a manner that everybody will wonder, how could this be? I want to appeal to all of you children. If you want the blessing of God to abide with you, honor your parents. Honor your parents. Honor your parents. And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. It advises you, children, don't delay your coming to Christ. He said you must remember your creature now. In the days of your youth, remember him now. Don't say, oh no, when I am old, after I've enjoyed myself for some time, then I will honor the Lord. No, he said, honor, remember the Lord now. In the day of thy youth. Some of you say, I want to sow my wild oats first. I want to go wild for some time. You may never be able to come back. The enemy may destroy you before you can return. Or you may be able to return,
after you have suffered a lot of wounds, if you come to him, he will heal your wound, but the scars will remain. So I want to appeal to all of you children. Honor your parents and draw close to God, even in the days of your youth. As for you parents, because of your children, draw close to God. The invitation that the Almighty God gave in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Thank you, Father. Lord said, there's somebody here tonight. He asked me to tell you, you will laugh again.
Amen.
In Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, he gave an invitation. That invitation is for both parents and children. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He didn't say only old ones. He didn't say only young ones. All. Come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So I'm giving the same invitation to you now. All of you who are tired of suffering under the yoke of Satan, come to Jesus tonight. Parents who have not yet surrendered their life to Jesus because of your children, come to the Lord tonight. Children who are still roaming about and have not yet surrendered to Jesus, remember your Creator now. Come to Jesus. I will count from 1 to 10. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come and stand before me before I say 10. If you're a backslider and you want to return home to your Lord, come now. I begin to count. 1. 2.
Eji.
3.
Eta.
4.
Eri.
5. The Lord is calling you.
Oluwa lo pe o.
If you remain in sin, it cannot bless you. He said you cannot continue in sin and expect grace to abound. For him to be able to bless you, your sins must be gone. Come and surrender your life to him now. Nobody is too young to surrender. Nobody is too old to surrender. Come and surrender your life to him now. 5. 6. When you give your life to Jesus, you become a beloved of the Most High. And his love will do mighty things for you. Will give you eternal life and deliver you from perdition. Will give you victory, make you more than conquerors. Will set you up for blessings, inexhaustible blessings. irreversible blessing. When he loves you, he blesses you, and nobody will be able to reverse the blessing. And if he doesn't curse you, nobody will be able to curse you. So come to him now. Seven. Now if you are clapping, you should do it very well. The Lord is drawing a lot of people to himself tonight. We should rejoice because of this. A lot of children are being rescued from the grip of Satan tonight. Parents should be happy tonight. They should be glad that what God is doing, He's doing it even in your presence. Eight now. I can see those of you who are coming from a long distance. I'll wait a little bit for you. This is your night. It's going to be a night of salvation. As you come, begin to talk to the Almighty God. And say, Savior, I have come to you. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. And I will serve you. I want to be one of your beloved ones. Go ahead, begin to call on the Almighty God. Those of you who are coming, keep coming. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. Nine now. Keep praying as you come. Ask God for salvation. Ask Him for the forgiveness of your sins. Promise Him you will serve Him from now. Tell Him, I want to be one of your beloved ones. Keep coming, those of you on the way. Just keep coming. The rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them. That the Almighty God will save their souls. That He will be merciful unto them. Please pray for them, brethren. Intercede for all these people. Ask God to save their souls. Rescue them from the kingdom of darkness. Bring them into His own kingdom. That they become beloved of the Lord. Pray for them, brethren. Intercede for them. It's a great night of salvation. Very great night of salvation. Keep coming. And I want the counselors to move near. We have a crowd here tonight. Please come and deal with them right here. Counselors, please come quickly. Those of you who have come for salvation, just keep coming. Keep coming. I'm about to pray now for your salvation. Thank you, my Father. I can see many of you still on the way. Keep coming. Let's intercede for them for another 30 seconds. God will save the souls of all these people tonight. Every one of them. Young and old. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Savior,
We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for these people who have come today to surrender their lives to you. Father, you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. They've come to you now. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life. And from now on, let them serve you. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Now we are about to pray. Even though the prayer session is going to be short, but I want you to pray with all your heart. So will you please stand? Let me hear you shout a very big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, because you love me, make me more than a conqueror. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Because you love me, make me more than a conqueror. Make me more than a conqueror. In every facet of my life, give me victory. Absolute and complete victory. Physically, make me more than a conqueror. Mentally, make me more than a conqueror. Spiritually, make me more than a conqueror. Financially, make me more than a conqueror. In every facet of my life, make me more than a conqueror. Because I'm the beloved of the Most High, make me more than a conqueror. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Then you lift your voice to Him. You say, Father, because you love me, everything I need to be great, release to me tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Because you love me, everything I need to be great, release to me tonight. Release to me tonight. You said you gave me Jesus, and you will give me any other thing in addition. Everything I need to be great, release to me tonight, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And you lift your voice to Him and say, Father, both me and the children you have given me, let us be for signs and wonders. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Let us be for signs and for wonders. Let me be for signs and for wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then you lift your voice to him and say, Father, since I am your beloved, don't let me ever disappoint you. Don't let me ever disappoint you. Because I'm your beloved, don't let me ever disappoint you, O Lord. Please, Lord, don't let me ever disappoint you. Don't let me ever disappoint you. In words, in deeds, in every facet of my life, just let me please you all the days of my life. Let me please you all the days of my life. Let me please you all the days of my life. Almighty God, let me please you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Finally, lift your voice to him.
And
say, Father, because you love
me,
set me up for miracles and blessings. Set me up, Lord, for miracles and blessings. Mighty miracles and blessings. The kind that you give to those who are special to you. Set me up, O Lord, for mighty blessings and miracles. Set me up, O Lord, for mighty blessings and miracles. Set me up for mighty blessings and miracles. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
May the Almighty God grant your request. Everything you have asked for tonight, may they become testimonies. May they become testimony very soon. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.